Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Austria welcomes His Excellency and the delegation of Tajikistan to the UPR and appreciates the submission and presentation of its national report. We welcome the improvements with regard to the situation of juveniles in detention since the adoption of the National Action Plan on Juvenile Justice, as well as Tajikistan's efforts to eliminate child labor. Austria is, however, deeply worried about the deteriorating human rights situation over the last year, in particular actions taken by the government targeting political opposition and lawyers, as well as limiting media freedom and freedom of religion. Austria is also concerned about the fate of Mr. Said Saidov, who was a candidate for the Austrian Honorary Consul in Dushanbe and has been sentenced to 26 years in prison for alleged embezzlement and polygamy. In this context, we are also alarmed by the general situation of lawyers in Tajikistan. Mr. Saidov's lawyer Shukrat Kudratov or IRPT lawyer Busum Yarov are only two of the many lawyers that have been sentenced to long-term imprisonment for alleged transgressions. Also, Tajikistan's media is faced by an intimidating environment and self-censorship is widespread. The numerous restrictions on freedom of expression and the practice of arbitrarily blocking websites and networks are a clear violation of international human rights standards. Austria therefore recommends to allow peaceful opposition groups and parties to operate freely and exercise their rights to freedom of assembly, association, expression, and religion in accordance with international human rights norms, to refrain from and prevent any executive interference with lawyers' conduct of their professional duties, to engage in bringing Tajikistan's legislation in line with the country's international and OSCE commitments to protect freedom of religion, and lastly, to rescind undue restrictions on the media and access to information, including on the internet, and tolerate all forms of legitimate speech, including criticism of the government and its policies.